This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. In his first hours as president, Joe Biden struck at the heart of President Donald Trump's policy legacy, signing executive actions that reverse his predecessor's orders on climate change and handling of the coronavirus pandemic. With a stack of executive orders on his desk in the Oval Office, Biden signed three orders in the presence of reporters. The first mandating masks and social distancing on federal property, the second on support for underserved communities, and the third rejoining the Paris Climate Accord.
This is going to be the first of many conditions we're going to have in here. And I thought with the state of the nation today, there's no time to waste. Get to work immediately.
Biden answered one question from reporters about his letter from Trump, saying it was very generous, but would not share more details. Vice President Kamala Harris swore in three new Democratic senators as part of her first day in office. That means the Democrats now have control of both the White House and Congress for the first time in a decade. Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff both won Senate runoff elections in Georgia earlier this month. Alex Padilla was appointed by California's governor to fill Harris's vacant seat. The Senate is now divided 50-50. Democrats will be in control because the vice president casts tie-breaking votes in the chamber. Democrats have a 221 to 211 House majority with three vacancies. The U.S. Senate on Wednesday approved Avril Haines as the Director of National Intelligence, the nation's top intelligence job, making her the first of President Joe Biden's nominees to be approved. Haines will become the first woman to serve as DNI and takes over an intelligence community that former President Trump habitually criticized and denigrated. This is VOA News. Aid agencies are urging the incoming Biden administration to immediately revoke the designation of the Houthi rebel movement in Yemen as a foreign terrorist organization to avoid a humanitarian catastrophe. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The Secretary General of the Norwegian Refugee Council, Jan Egeland, calls the Trump administration's last-minute terrorist designation of the Houthis a reckless and destructive move. Maintaining the sanctions, he warns, will have devastating consequences.
70,000 people are now in famine. The figure 16 million on the verge of starvation, which is the one step before famine, is a very real figure.
Egeland says incoming U.S. President Joe Biden must make Yemen a top priority and must reverse the disastrous life-threatening sanctions on day one. Lisa Schlein for VOA News.
The slowdown of getting vaccines into the arms of Americans continues, AP's Shelley Adler reports.
A number of states are reporting that they're running out of vaccine, and tens of thousands of people who managed to get appointments for a first dose are seeing them canceled. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio.
We've had to tell 23,000 New Yorkers who had an appointment this week that they will not be able to get that appointment for lack of supply.
The CDC says about half of the 31 million doses sent to the states by the federal government have been given so far. However, only about 2 million people have gotten the two doses needed for maximum protection against COVID-19. I'm Shelley Adler.
China imposed sanctions on Trump administration officials just minutes after Joe Biden was sworn in as the 46th president of the United States. The Chinese Foreign Ministry said former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was among the 28 people who it said, quote, planned, promoted, and executed a series of crazy moves which have gravely interfered in China's internal affairs, undermined China's interests, offended the Chinese people, and seriously disrupted China-U.S. relations. The ministry said the sanctioned individuals and their immediate family members are prohibited from entering mainland China, Hong Kong, and Macau. It also said they and entities associated with them are banned from conducting business in China. Sino-U.S. relations deteriorated sharply after President Trump launched tariff wars against Beijing shortly after entering the White House. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials closed up 0.83%, the S&P gained 1.39%, the NASDAQ rose by 1.97%. Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.